Hey kids, you're about to listen to a comedy podcast. That means that none of this is medical advice. If you need medical advice or medical care, please contact your doctor.
Welcome to the Jock Doc Podcast,
where we discuss fitness and health and how to incorporate our modern understanding of science and medicine into our daily lives, but without it being so boring. I'm your host, Dr. LennonSmith.com. I would like to begin by apologizing to our listeners. We've received some feedback about the excessive amount of technical medical terms that I've been using, such as Koenig sign and sundial tone. So I'll try to temper my terminology to a simpler one in the future. Here to help with that is our producer, Cameron.
Dr. London, sorry if I don't look my best today. I'm not feeling particularly great. I'm ill. I'm sick.
Is this the lingo? Do you mean cool?
My stomach hurts. I'm sweating. Are any of these related to being cool? I don't think so. I think this is just ill. Like, I am sick. I found out I have a very rare disease. I had not even heard of it until earlier today. It's something called, like, I haven't seen Now You See Me disease. You know that magician heist movie, Now You See Me? I have never seen it. I think I have a physical aversion to it. Like, any time I've even seen a clip of it, my stomach starts to hurt and just I start to pass out. And I found out this weekend that it's actually genetic because I talked to family members and none of them have seen Now You See Me as well.
When did this start? When did you start having these symptoms?
Oh gosh. I guess 2013 is when the movie came out. Yeah, so 11 years ago.
Okay. See, wow, so it's a chronic illness.
Oh, yeah, it sucks. It's constant. And there's no cure for it. And I'm not alone, Dr. London. This is a silent disease. There are lots of people like me who have never seen the magician do their little tricks to steal money or something. I don't know. I just know Woody Harrelson's in the mix. Maybe Isla Fisher. I can't remember.
Yeah, Isla Fisher.
This is just something that I've personally really struggled with, and there's no known cure, and it is fatal.
Can I ask you a follow up here? Yeah, I assume it's fatal. You will die someday. Yeah. Are you able to see the sequel?
I haven't tested those waters because even just when I think for a split second about, I don't know, someone doing some sort of like card trick but they pickpocket someone or something, again, I get violently ill. And that's just me imagining it. I just assume that's a big part of the movie.
And it, for all I remember about it, that is what the movie, like, it's not a... Okay, because my biggest complaint with it, of course, is that Now You Don't is not the name of the sequel. That's something that I've struggled with.
That turned my stomach. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you, except, like, it's kind of like having, you know, maybe a gluten allergy or something. You just kind of have to avoid the cause.
Which is impossible. It's impossible. This movie is everywhere. Everyone is constantly talking about Now You See Me and how maybe they, like, robbed a casino or something. Is that part of it? Is it like Ocean's 11, but with magic?
It's a little somewhere in that vein. And also Isla Fisher behind the scenes apparently almost drowned. That's a fun fact about it.
Oh, that's
with
fun.
One of the tricks in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You seem to be coming around. Maybe it's the behind the scenes stuff that helps you out.
Okay, yeah, no, that's pretty fun that she almost died.
Yes.
And later, Cameron tells me that we can expect a special guest.
That's right, Dr. London.
So do look forward to that. But before we move on, I would like to address a bit of listener feedback. For a long time, our listener demographic was primarily composed of half and three-quarter wits. But in our efforts to cater to them, we were neglecting the many bot accounts that download our podcast. So we've gotten so much listener feedback. Everyone's been contributing so much with the listener feedback, and we just want to go ahead and give back a little bit. So this comment comes from, TikTok, a bot on TikTok. It's a comment on a response to the tech guy from a hacker group. Okay. This is from at snartina.vj. They said, quote, my account was permanently fixed by at Linus underscore techie. End quote. So thank you so much for this feedback. This is great for people to learn about.
Yeah, it's really important to, you want to get both your pets and your accounts spayed, neutered, fixed.
Fixed, yeah, yeah. Because when social media accounts are in the heat, they can't become horny. And it's natural. And we've all seen the horny accounts. They're like, some people call them a trap, like a thirst trap. But like, this is just it's nature. And but you can kind of clip nature,
yes,
in a sense.
Sort of make some decisions that will permanently, fix them.
Yeah. Think with their heads a little bit instead of the other parts.
But that is, if you do ever see me tweeting at girls saying like, hello, beautiful, or good morning, darling, that's actually my account getting turned on and doing that by itself.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why you have to get it fixed. So, So while it is perfectly natural, you do want to keep the social media population of that type under control. And that's why you have to get it fixed. You cut off the... But you reproduce. So anyway, thank you so much for that feedback. I hope we answered your question. And do you want to do... We could do one more.
Sure.
Okay. So this is also on TikTok. This is a comment on our response to, I'm confused. Are we talking about wokeism or what? This is a comment from at Red Lettler. They said, quote, what? And then 4 question marks, end quote. So thank you so much for this feedback. Well, a lot of people have asked us why, but what is a lot easier to answer, because like, I don't have to bring in the philosophy. So,
you're saying like it's sort of asking a bigger question, like what are we? What is this? What am I looking at? How can I see this? And it's because light, right? Reflection.
It is because of light. Yes. Yeah. And the sun feeds the plants, and humans often eat the plants, especially if you're a vegetarian. And then, you poop that out, and then you send the light back, I guess.
And I guess this whole time you have friendships sometimes. Maybe you have children. You go to a baseball game. Does this cover everything for you, listener?
That's it. Yeah. So thank you so much for this feedback. We really appreciate it. And I hope we answered your question in full. All right. Now for today's medical topic, intrinsic renal disease. Intrinsic renal disease is one of 3 types of acute kidney injury. Acute kidney injuries characteristically have lab values that show a decrease in creatinine clearance, which causes a sudden rise in creatinine, as well as BUN, which is blood urea nitrogen. Intrinsic renal disease in particular is caused by events that damage the kidney itself.
There's 3 type of kidney injuries now, but some of us are still exploring options.
Right.
A lot of theories that there's a mysterious 4th way to injure your kidney, and I've been researching this.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you've taken it upon yourself, which I'll say no one asked you to try to do this.
Did anyone ask Thomas Edison to,
I think so. I think they
to
did.
Do things.
I think that was his job.
Oh yeah, I guess so.
As far as I could tell, like that was his job. And then like he asked,
this is my job.
And then
the pay sucks.
Clinically, patients with acute kidney injury like intrinsic renal disease, or maybe like this 4th that Cameron's trying to find, may present with only an asymptomatic rise in BUN and creatinine. But when it's symptomatic, symptoms of intrinsic renal disease include nausea and vomiting, fatigue, weakness, shortness of breath, and edema from fluid overload. That's like being swollen. And very severe disease presents with confusion, heart arrhythmia from hyperkalemia and acidosis, and a sharp pleuritic chest pain from pericarditis. The best initial test for acute kidney injury is the BUN and creatinine to rule out pre-renal or post-renal causes, because if the BUN creatinine ratio is above 20 to 1, the etiology is due to those rather than intrinsic renal disease.
Now, said bees?
B-U-N. V-U-N.
That's interesting. Okay. If I maybe like eat bees?
I'm not sure. Like...
Huh.
You know what? Maybe. I can't. I guess I can't rule that out. I haven't.
This is the scientific method, Dr. London.
Yeah.
You got to test these things.
Yeah.
Like lately, I've been huffing gasoline to see what the effects of that are on my kidneys.
Okay. And what are they?
And the effects are astounding.
On your kidneys?
Well, I don't have like an x-ray, but I feel something going on.
Yeah. Okay. So causes of intrinsic renal disease include acute or allergic interstitial nephritis, commonly from medications such as penicillin. Intrinsic renal disease can also be caused by rhabdomyolysis, which we talked about in the first episode, but we're actually going to cover again. Caused by hemoglobinuria, in addition to contrast agents, and that's the stuff they put in you for CT scans sometimes. Aminoglycosides can cause it, cisplatin, amphotericin, cyclosporin, and NSAIDs. NSAIDs like ibuprofen are the most common toxins causing acute kidney injury from acute tubular necrosis. So whenever people have kidney problems...
This is it? This is incest?
So it's like Advil, ibuprofen, that kind of thing. That's not me advocating for incest, though. I want to clarify that.
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's it. The fourth kidney injury
is an incestuous relationship.
Yeah. Uh huh.
It can also be caused by crystals such as hyperuricemia, hypercalcemia, or hyperoxaluria, causing intrinsic renal disease. Proteins such as Bence-Jones proteins from myeloma, that's when you have a cancer. And finally, a post-streptococcal infection can cause it. So try not to catch a strep throat. So the best initial imaging test you'd think might be an x-ray, but it is actually a renal sonogram. That's the same thing they use to check for, babies in pregnancy. The sonogram. Treatment for intrinsic renal disease is based on correcting the underlying cause, because the majority are reversible. Like I said, a whole bunch of medications are in there as a potential cause. And when the cause of an acute kidney injury is not clear, the best next diagnostic step is urinalysis, then urine sodium, fractional excretion of sodium in urea, and urine osmolality. So that'd be the way to approach it.
And what does that have to do with bees again? I lost track of that.
I feel like you started the track and lost it, and it's entirely your track.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, Cameron, you said that we have a guest today. Is that right?
That's right, Dr. London. We have a very exciting guest.
Okay. Well, hello there. My name is DrLondonSmith.com. This is our producer, Cameron. What was your name?
Mortimer Diphthong, certified public accountant.
Okay. So is this about... So we meant to do taxes this year. Can I say that just right off the bat? We meant to do it.
Yeah. And there's no way to prove that we didn't, actually.
And I know this episode does come out today, which is April 15th. And tax day...
You have 3 days. You have an extension till the 18th to file.
Oh, okay. So we don't need to, worry about it. Okay.
You don't need to worry about it. In fact, I have some advice for your friend Cameron here.
Oh.
So Cameron, you spoke of the ailment Now you see me?
Yes.
Now you see me disease and corresponding kidney failure?
That hasn't happened so far.
Okay,
that's what I'm trying to get is some kidney failure. Or at least an injury of some sort.
Just a little bit, though. Just enough to test it out.
Yes.
Well, see, there's a way you can deduct it. See, there's a similar ailment that... that my brother has, and it gives him chronic kidney failure. You see, my brother has CICIV. Charles in charge. Charles in charge immunodeficiency virus.
Oh, wow.
He cannot watch Charles in charge. He can watch reruns of Happy Days, and he can watch the reruns of Baywatch with Nicole Eggert. But the he cannot watch the Charles in Charge series, and we have not tried Eight Is Enough yet, but the doctors fear that it may have something to do with Willie Ames, maybe the trigger.
Yeah.
So it's the double A in his last name, you know, it just kind of confuses him. So that may be the trigger, but the point is that he can write off his treatment on his taxes. For CICIV.
Oh, interesting.
So you can go, and if you are diagnosed with or the other thing that you're talking about, the casino movie, maybe some is Willie Ames in that picture?
In Now You See Me?
Yes, is he in that picture?
I have no idea. Again, I've really avoided all of this information. You know what I mean? It would. My fingers would fall off if I tried to type it into Google.
I think, Cameron, it might be okay to, you know, you might build up an immunity here if you take it in little bits. You know, once again, Isla Fisher did almost die drowning while doing one of the an opening scene. I think maybe learning whatever this actor is, if they're in this, then that could also help you to, you know, overcome and maybe. Not watch the movie, you know, no pressure to do that, but like to bear the concept of
my eyes would start bleeding, like in a killing of a sacred deer. Like I would just start.
Okay, well now we're getting into. I actually haven't seen that, so.
Oh, I am so sorry, Dr. London. I didn't know.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's one of those. You know, it's kind of rude to ask, and it's
yeah. What brings you to the show?
Well, I got an email here saying from your other producers saying that you needed to amortize your intellectual property properly because apparently last year's taxes you did not do that and you were audited and I do not want to see that happen to you again because this year the Internal Revenue Service has gone out of their way to execute anyone that they may have to audit randomly, so I want to make sure that you don't die, or that if you do die, it is from something natural, such as CICIV, or chronic kidney failure, or from watching a movie with Isla Fisher in a casino, or something like that.
Just mentioning it makes me want to vomit. Jesse Eisenberg is in it, I think.
The sight of that boy's face is enough to.
So, whenever I know you're. So you're trying to help us with our taxes, especially the intellectual property aspect. I got to say, we've been scared to label it as intellectual property because some of it like didn't seem that intellectual.
Yeah. Well, and we don't want to be lumped in with nerds.
Yeah. And also, we hate landlords, so we don't want to do property stuff.
Yeah.
Well, the intellectual property is not... You're referring to real property. Intellectual property includes trademarks, things you might have, say, a logo or a...
Should we... Maybe Dr. London and I mention some stuff that we want to get trademarked or copyright or whatever?
That's exactly what you should be doing right now.
Well, we definitely need to get the logo trademarked. Now, here's the problem. We stole the logo from this, you know, other podcast, but... We want to trademark it.
Well, which podcast did you steal it from? It depends on...
Well, okay.
The Jock Dog podcast.
The Jock Dog podcast. Okay. So
we are actually imposters. We found out about this Jock Dog podcast, and we thought it looked really good. And then for tax... Was it for tax reasons that we decided to take over our own podcast?
Yeah, I think so. It's been so long, I don't really remember.
Yeah. All I know is like we really were trying to rebrand but with the same brand, which I thought was gonna be, like that's the clever thing to do.
That was and pretty so, cool.
Yeah.
Can I get a trademark for wearing red sweatpants?
You know, I will have to do some research into that. I mean, you could trademark the red. Yes,
do you need to see the sweatpants?
Therefore, you see. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's.
Okay, so they can be seen.
That's very, yes, that's, what you want to do is you want to get a specific shade of red that is trademarked that no one else can use, and it has to be like a certain tone, kind of like Target. Target has a thing like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I got these from like H&M 10 years ago, probably, but...
So that means it's your intellectual property then?
That's what it sounds like, because I bought it. I gave H&M $7 or whatever.
Well,
in exchange, I own the rights to these pants.
The pants are physical property. The intellectual property would be the shade of red that you trademark.
I think it was a smart buy, though. Like, I think it was a pretty intellectual, like... Because,
yeah.
Cameron, did you have coupons for it, or did you just go in and... Were they on sale? Was it a smart buy?
Yeah, I mean, it was, like, $3 off, so I think it was probably... You know, originally priced at 10, no one wanted to buy them.
Yeah,
I got them for like 7.
Okay,
it was pretty smart.
Yeah, pretty intellectual, one might say. But you know, I'm not trying to argue, but I'm just like, you don't have to call it a stupid buy. I mean, I feel like you're implying that it's an idiot buy, and like it's not stupid property. It's actually pretty intellectual.
It's smart. It's actually smart property. Now, can we trademark Dr. London's catchphrase? And what's your catchphrase, Dr. London?
Eat out of the chum bucket. And I haven't figured out how to use it yet.
You were still trying to find an opportunity to use it.
Yeah. Eat out of a chum bucket. And like, I feel like I'll be able to use it in some context. It's really going to hit, really going to land, but I haven't found the right one yet.
I'm sorry. I believe you should trademark that. For many, many years, I have been trying to encourage Rose McGowan to trademark the phrase, eat my fuck, but yet she has not done it yet. I do not know why. Probably because she did not write the phrase. It was a scripted line from the movie The Doom Generation. But I really believe that she could trademark that and make a mint out of it. And it might help some of the issues that she's going through at the moment.
Could I trademark, like, you know, the concept of, like, what if the green you see is different than the green I see? Like, that conversation I want to have trademarked. That's mine. I invented that.
Then I believe you should have a trademark, yes.
Can I trademark going to the mall with your friends?
With my friends?
Because I love going to the mall with my friends. Yeah, with London's friends.
Can you trademark going to the mall with London's friends? Well, I mean... Who are London's friends? I mean, are they with
Dreamer? Okay. I know this is... The reason you want to trademark it is to just insult me here. Go to the mall alone? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, no, not at all. I'm not here to insult. I'm trying to... I have people that I would consider friends, but I'm not sure I'd want to go to the mall with them. You know, sometimes, you know...
Let's round up all of London's friends and go to the mall. Oh, I guess we're going to go alone again. Like, it, well, I mean, there are the kids at the mall, but they usually pick on me, so I don't,
yeah.
Like.
And they do tell you exactly what you're allowed to buy.
Yeah, and, like, I hate it in part because, like, they're right most of the time. And they're like, come on, man, that one's on sale. And I'm like, oh, I totally missed the sales rack. Okay. And they're like, you idiot. How could you miss that sales rack? It's right there, you moron.
Can we trademark remembering when Bart Simpson was on like Butterfinger BB's commercials? Just like remember that memory.
I think it would be tough. I think you should be able to. However, the I do not know how the Walt Disney Company would take that.
Oh, right.
It's not that intellectual of a memory, also. Like, you know, like, it's just remembering a commercial. Like, it doesn't sound that intellectual.
But isn't it smart that I remember that?
Oh, that you did. Okay, I could see. Yes, okay.
Yeah.
See, what you're talking about is personal intellectual property. Things that you remember. Things in your brain you want to... If it's inside of your brain, yes, you can trademark it.
Can I make that into an NFT?
I would.
Okay. Yeah.
I think you should.
This is all coming together.
Yeah.
I'm like.
And then
this.
How much?
Also, you know what a good memory to. For instance, I have my own NFT off of my own personal memory. I have an NFT called Step Kids. Do you know what that is?
Oh, is it just your new wife's kids?
No. It is the memory of the VHS of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze. There was a trailer right before the movie of a movie called Step Kids. Everyone remembers the movie. No one ever actually saw it. I don't know. It was released very, very few theaters under a completely different name. So nobody ever... Everyone remembers the movie from the trailer on the TMNT 2 VHS. But nobody actually saw the movie. The only things that were in the movie, the main person in the movie was one of the Macaulay Culkin sisters from Home Alone. And I believe Jenny Lewis was also in the movie. And Ben Savage. And there were quite a few, there were some people in this film.
And you have an NFT of that? Oh, wow. All my NFTs are worth like nothing now. Okay, I mean, what, London, is there anything else we need to trademark?
I mean, I think that's most of it. I'd like to trademark walking under big power lines and thinking for a second, like, what if that snapped and fell on me?
That's an excellent intellectual property to trademark. That is also an excellent NFT.
Thank you so much, Mortimer, for coming on. I feel like we've covered a lot of ground here. Especially, like, just for any of the listener who wasn't sure about how to file their taxes, this is going to be a big, big help. Because I know, you know, there are lobbyists who push for, you know, tax to be just this confusing thing. And so to find someone who's really just trying to help the little guy, I just love it.
And I am a little guy, so that makes total sense. Of course, I'm going to
help a little guy. Yeah. Just size. Yeah. Okay. Pick on someone your own size situation. Is there anyone, Mortimer, that you'd like to give a shout out to? Anyone you're a fan of on social media?
Kihi Kwan. Love the short round. So glad he got an Oscar.
Okay. All right. You might also want to check out, there's some guy named Manny Silveira. Is it Silveira? I don't know how to just say it.
Silveira. That's what he's pronounced. Silveira. I don't know. Yes. Portuguese. I don't speak it. Yeah, that guy is weird. I don't know. I don't listen to anything that guy says. He's a moron.
Do you happen to know his socials?
It's T.I. Manny. I don't know. I don't know what it has to do with Treasure Island or something. That's an Instagram.
Gotta be,
Just,
all I thought of was Treasure Island as
an
well.
Instagram.
Okay.
And then there's just, I think there's a Facebook, but it's just the first and last name. It's just a spelling issue. The last name is spelled S as in Sam, I as in Ivan, L as in Larry, V as in Victor, E as in Edward, I as in IRA, R as in RA, and A as in Apple.
Okay. So go ahead and check out this guy that Mortimer doesn't like. And, my name is DrLondonSmith.com. And thank you to our producer, Cameron. Thank you to Digital in the House.